Welcome to the Kenkel Fritz and Friends podcast. If you want to hear the show, you can find it on Family Life Radio. If you want to find a station near you, you can go to myflr.org or stream it online.
Hey, it's Kenkel Fritz. Welcome to the podcast. And if you missed today's show, well, here's what happened.
Hey, good morning. We're Kenkel Fritz and Friends. So Misty's got something funny for you this morning.
Oh, it's hilarious. This couple has gone viral because they heard this noise. They woke up Christmas morning at like 3 o'clock in the morning and they heard this noise in the living room. They went out. Their toddler was opening everybody's gift.
Oh, not just his.
Nope. All of them. And he was like, well, I just wanted to make it easier for everybody when they got up. Everybody knows who's got what.
Oh, no.
And so they had to, like, get him back to bed and rewrap the gifts as best they could before everybody else woke up. Like, opened everything.
I never actually unwrapped. But I did do a lot of shaking, you know. I didn't find one
rattling.
Once.
Oh, no.
Yeah, did you? Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, how'd that feel?
Felt great. How about you? 888-888-9976. You can text us at 58326. Alice is with us. How about yourself?
Yeah. I looked and found them as a kid one time, and I never did it again because I was never so disappointed Christmas morning.
Oh, yeah.
And knew everything that I had gotten from parents. Yeah, that was my story to share because I did it one time, and I never, ever did it again because I wanted to be surprised, you know?
Right.
Yes.
Now, I got to know, did you do a little acting on Christmas morning?
Yes, I did, of course, when I got it. I mean, I'm sure my parents probably saw some of the disappointment on my face.
Yeah.
But they didn't say anything. But yes, I'd kind of say, oh, this is great. Thanks so much. You know?
Oh, it's a Barbie. How'd you know?
So, did it once, never did it again.
Well, children,
let that be a lesson.
Exactly. Kenkel Fritz and Friends, maybe you did that thing where you got under the Christmas tree and opened a gift.
Oh, no.
Rewrapped it before Christmas. Or maybe you found where the stash was, where the presents were.
Uh-huh.
So our son Sam, who's 14, comes to us. Says, hey, the twins down the street told me that they're getting phones.
What? Like,
and I said, well, how do they know? Oh, they snuck into their mom and dad's bedroom and found them.
Oh, no.
So later on in the week, we were over at their house, and the wife, the mom, confides in my lovely bride, Becky, that she goes, hey, guess what? I'm getting the twins' phones for Christmas. So Becky, she's biting her tongue. She didn't know exactly what to do at the beginning, but she thought, well, should I tell her? But then would that get the boys in trouble?
That would just be a lot of disappointment for a lot of people.
Yeah. I don't know. What do you think? 888-888-9976. Should you have told? Or is that lying if you don't? I guess it's a lie of omission, right?
Uh-oh.
I don't know.
This a conundrum.
Experience Hope. Family Life Radio.
There is that in-between time between Christmas and New Year's where I lost track of a couple of days. I don't know if you guys did, but it's all of a sudden you're
totally.
Like,
every year.
What day is this?
There's that whole joke where it's like December 1st through 25th, festive, 26th through the 1st, full of cheese, unsure of what day it is. Like, you don't know what's going on. And it's so
lost
accurate.
In the wilderness.
Yep. Oh, yeah. It's like
totally.
This no man's land.
Yeah.
So I'm sure this morning was a rude awakening.
Well.
It was for me.
Yeah.
When you've had some
that
time off.
That alarm went off.
Oh, yeah.
And I was just like, who? What?
It was like I got slapped.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, it was rough. And I was sleeping so hard, like I woke up about 20 minutes before my alarm went off and I did that dumb thing where you go back to sleep but you fall into a deep sleep. So it was extra jarring. And I remember yesterday, because I told Sally yesterday, by text. I was like, see you bright and early in the morning. And she's like, oh, man. 3:30. How are we going to do it? And I was like, send help.
Did this happen to you? Give us a call. 888-888-9976. You can text us at 58326. Yeah, I thought this morning when I woke up, oh, I wish I should have eased into the show. Maybe a couple hours later. People turn on the radio, there's dead air for 2 hours.
Yeah.
It might still happen.
Yeah. Hey, we have something we would love to give to you to help you kick off the new year right. It's Kankel Fritz and Friends with you on Family Life Radio. It's a prayer journal, and you're going to learn how to cultivate a life transformation in heartfelt conversations with God through this. What I love is it starts out with a scripture.
Ooh.
And so today's is from the Message, Micah 6:8. But he's already made it plain how to live, what to do, what God is looking for in men and women. It's quite simple. Do what is fair and just to your neighbor. Be compassionate and loyal in your love. And don't take yourself too seriously. Take God seriously.
Oh, I like that.
I do too.
Yeah.
That's a really good statement.
Good.
And it's got some, you can put down things that you're trusting God for that day.
Mm-hmm.
Got a little space for you to write down maybe a prayer. And then I love this. It's got some affirmations. So the affirmations for today that deal with that verse, I am empowered to act justly, make choices that honor both God and those around me. That's good. It's good to say those things out loud to yourself. Kindness is my companion. I extend it freely as I've freely received it from God. And then humility, I walk with God, fully aware that it's a relationship and not a performance.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. It's a relationship,
yeah. not a performance. That's good.
That's good.
Really awesome. Hey, we'd love to give this for you. It's, you know, if you can give us a gift of $50, it's yours.
Yeah, we'll send you this prayer journal. And that way God can begin writing your story of answered prayers in 2024. I love that. What a great way to start the year.
Yeah.
I love that. But this special gift I see is only available until the end of January. So give that special gift of $50 or more right now at myflr.org.
Yep. Or you can call 888-888-9976 or by giving on the Family Life Radio app. And thank you, Kankel Fritz and Friends, if you happen to be an HGTV fan. Did you ever watch the show Fixer to Fabulous? Well, Jenny and Dave Mars are with us. Jenny wrote the book, but Dave's on the interview as well. House plus love equals home, creating warm, intentional spaces for a beautiful life. And what's interesting is on the show, they don't necessarily talk about God a whole lot because, of course, it's on HGTV.
Yeah.
But this is what's cool. Listen to what happens just because of who they are on that show.
God's actually using it in ways that we never expected. And like, we have families coming up to us and telling us that they see light in our show and in us that they can't explain. And people that don't have faith say that to us and they don't understand what it is, but they want to know more. I mean, people that have come up to us with hard, hard stories that they've walked through and somehow our show has brought them levity and joy in those circumstances. And God has used that to minister to them, which is so cool. For us. So for us, the show has become a bit of a ministry, really.
Just curious, has anybody ever noticed God inside of you and asked you about it? I'm reminded of this story. This happened to me when I was a kid. My mom and I are in a grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
And this lady walks up to my mom and she goes, I'm sorry, are you a Christian? My mom goes, yeah. She's like, why are you asking me that? She goes, there's something about you. I could tell.
Wow.
And then they had a conversation and she shared a prayer request with my mom and she prayed for her. And I was like, well, that's kind of fun.
I love that.
Yeah.
The biggest wow is to know that you were right there at her knees and still her Christianity.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Good point.
Despite Kankel Fritz.
Yeah, despite me, a little troublemaker next to her.
Yeah.
But I'm just curious, have you ever had, you know, question whether you or follow Christ by the way you act or what you do? Or is there just something about you? Has that ever happened to you? What happened? Love to hear. 888-888-9976.
You can text us at 58326. By the way, this was a fantastic interview. Make sure you check the whole interview in our podcast.
Family Life Radio.
Got something for you if you're taking that 30-day challenge. It's Kankel, Fritz, and Friends with you on Family Life Radio. This is where you listen to nothing but Family Life Radio for 30 days straight and see if it doesn't make a difference in your life. And we'd love to hear from you if it has. 888-888-9976 is our number. Allison is with us from Panama City. Tell us about it.
I just want to encourage people that are on the 30-day challenge to stay with it because you just can't go wrong. I've been listening to Family Life Radio since my husband bought my new vehicle. You don't need Sirius XM. All you need is Family Life Radio. It encourages me on my way to work. While I'm at work, I have it on my radio. The music, the messages. You guys encourage me every day and just keep it up. Those that are going through the 30-day challenge, keep it to 60 and 90 days and just keep going.
Amen. Well, that's cool. Well, thanks for sharing.
Oh, no problem. You guys have a wonderful day.
Hey, you too. Hey, hold on here. We'll get some free music for you, okay?
All right. Thanks. Bye.
Ready for some good news? You've got good news. You want to hear what's going on? Give us a call. 888-888-9976. Rosie is with us. Tell us what happened.
My mom left when I was 5, and she was gone out of our lives for 35 years. Well, just March, she came back into our lives, and we were able to spend Christmas with her.
Oh, wow.
It's a little hard still. Obviously, you know, the resentment rises up. But
sure.
I'm trying to not make her keep repaying for her mistakes, you know, because obviously God doesn't do that to me. Mm-hmm. So I'm doing the best I can to try to forgive her. But I've heard you guys say many times, you know, it's a daily choice. And it's difficult, but we're making it. She's, like I said, she's been gone for 35 years, and we were able to finally spend Christmas with her.
Wow. I think that's like the definition of bittersweet.
That's true.
There's the joy, and yet there's the reality that we have to deal with our feelings, our memories, our regrets.
I think your resolve to have this relationship is beautiful. Like, that commitment is amazing.
Thank you. You know, she told me, maybe one day you can just let it all out. Just let me have it. I'll sit there. I'll take it. And I'm like, but then that's making me relive it, you know? And I don't think that would benefit either one of us. I think I truly need to give it to God and just let it be, because he doesn't make me have to keep reliving my mistakes. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, I'm really trying to focus on that, but I'm going to lie. It's hard.
That's tough.
But yeah. I mean, I know it's worth it. It was nice to finally get that Christmas moment. I mean, we're adults now and I have kids of my own, but it was still what we've been waiting for so many years, you know? So it was nice. But thank you guys for everything that you guys do. You guys are on my radio. I don't change my station. Mm. I've got my kids singing your guys' songs now. So thank you guys very much.
Oh, you're welcome. Hey, we got to hear your good news. Call us right now, 888-888-9976. It's Kankel, Fritz, and Friends. Hey, Happy New Year. Hope you had a wonderful Christmas break as well.
Well, I don't know if you're like me, and this Christmas brought this big question mark of, what do we get for the kids that are now building their own families? We knew we weren't going to be able to see them. Do we mail them a whole bunch of small little things, or what if we gave them a family experience?
Ooh, what'd you do, Sally?
We sent them, ordered it online, came right to their front door, a ping pong table.
Oh, I love it.
That's fun.
Oh my gosh. They love it. The kids love it. The parents love it. Everybody's having fun with it. FaceTimed us and showed us the whole setup. And wow, ding, ding, ding. It was a winner.
I love
That's that. Brilliant
Gave them a family
idea.
Experience.
I love that.
Ping pong is fun.
Yeah.
It is.
Because there have been other times when we haven't had a winner.
So that happened to me.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
I wanted to give my mom an experience, sort of.
Uh-huh.
I called her up and I said, Mom, I want to give you something, but I need your help with this.
Oh, okay.
It's going to take a little bit of work from you.
Uh-oh.
She does a lot of traveling.
Uh-huh.
So my father passed away back in 2009, and my mother is having the time of her life. That sounds awful.
We'll let that go.
I know, that sounds horrible, but I'm just saying he was sick a lot before he passed away, and now she's like living it to her fullest. She does a lot of travel.
Okay,
this is wonderful.
Yeah, and I was going to give her a TSA pre-check.
Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah.
I love those tiny, totally. I'm always jealous when I see the itty bitty line.
Oh, sweetheart. No. I'm older. I could just stand in line. No.
You do not want this?
I know. Just keep it. Keep your money.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, no.
Yes. That's what she said.
Oh no. I'll take it.
So now I got to figure out what to do.
Oh my goodness. Oh.
What else am I going to get?
Wow.
Huh. I thought she would love this, and she thought...
I would think anybody would love that.
I know.
I would love that.
Yeah.
You could pay for my TSA.
Kenkel, Fritz, and friends, New Year's. Happy New Year's, by the way.
Happy New Year.
You got a resolution? What is it? Let's talk about it. 888-888-9976.
I do have a little hack for resolutions, by the way.
All right, here's Misty's hack.
Yes. Because it always feels good if you can keep... more than one, right?
Sure.
So my hack is to make one of your resolutions to keep a New Year's resolution. And then if you keep one, you've actually kept two.
Oh, okay.
And you just feel a lot better about yourself.
Bonus.
Exactly.
There you go. It's a bonus one. I love that.
I like it. Okay.
Well, Daniel is with us. Tell us about yours.
So I have a weird one, and it's going to be way out in left field.
Okay.
Awesome. I can't wait to hear it.
We're good with that.
All right. Go for it.
So my wife and I have 9 children, and I messed my back up last year, and I've had 3 spinal surgeries over the last year. So over the course of the last year, I have been living in my van, and my wife and children have been bouncing around from motel to motel for the last year.
Oh, my.
And so sorry.
My New Year's resolution is that no matter what happens, and my hope and prayer is that by Christmas of next year, that I'm able to get my family into a decent home. That's my New Year's resolution, is that no matter what it takes, and if it's God's will, that I can put my family in a home, and we don't have to be separated anymore.
Wow. So is it that you've lost work because of your back issues?
Yes, I have.
Yeah.
I used to be a mechanic. I made really good money, but we were comfortable. We were happy. And over the last year, it's been utter chaos.
So are you still a candidate for surgery, or what is that needs to be done?
So I've had 3 spinal surgeries. They fixed my back. My boss was an amazing lady. She let me come back, and I worked for about 3.5 months. I fell and made my back way worse than it was when I had my first surgery. And I'm currently fighting with insurance and everything else to get that taken care of.
Are you a member of a church?
Honestly, have to say no at this point.
Okay. Because this is just my perspective, and that is where the church should come in and help people. Not necessarily the church paying, but what I'm saying is church people should help each other.
That's right.
That's why we're here, is to help each other out.
I do have friends and family that I grew up with in the church that do help us, and I'm blessed, and I'm truly blessed for that. When I first found you guys.
Yeah.
And after about 3 weeks, it changed my life, and I wouldn't be here today if it weren't for this station.
Wow.
Because it changed my life. It changed my attitude. It changed the way I deal with everything. I still have anger issues. I'm getting better on every day, but I don't change the station for anything.
Well, sure glad you got Family Life Radio. How about your news resolution? 888-888-9976. You know, there's going to be a lot of posts soon with people sharing how much they achieved in 2023. But in case someone needs to hear this, just make it to January 2024 as an achievement.
Yes.
It's okay if the only significant thing you did this year was get through it. And that alone is something to celebrate.
Amen.
We actually had a pretty good year, but the year before for my family was not. And sometimes you have those.
Yeah.
You're literally like, come on, 2024, let's start again.
Right?
Out with the old, in with the new.
A do-over.
Yeah. So if that's you, man, I think we all get it. You go through different stages and different phases.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sometimes they're great, sometimes they're not.
Right. But, you know, sometimes we overlook the things that God has actually done in and through us because he has done it in and through us. And so we think, well, that was nothing. When really, in actuality, the smile you shared walking through the grocery store
I met a cranky man at the store, which is why I was thinking of that. And I thought, you know what? Just offer him a little bit of joy right now. And it's easy to forget those things that God has supplied.
Well, the fact that you made it through the year.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's a big
God
deal.
Helped you do that.
You're here.
He? Yeah.
You're still going.
How did he sustain you through that? Maybe you feel that way. Hey, we'd love to hear from you. 888-888-9976. You can text us at 58326.
Family Life Radio.
Hi, I'm just calling to make a joy report.
Well, awesome. Who's this?
My name is Ashley.
I've got joy down in my soul. I'm going to let this feeling take control. Joy.
Yep, it's time for that joy report on Family Life Radio. We are Kankel Fritz and Friends. Tell us what's bringing you joy at 888-888-9976. Ashley's with us. Tell us what happened.
I am taking joy in the fact that God has blessed me with a beautiful baby boy. He is going to be one next month. And
awesome.
I am a legally blind single mom, and it's not always joyful having to figure things out, raising a child by yourself, but his giggles, oh my gosh, they are the light in my day. Just the giggles and the and every other sound, you know, all the other sounds babies make. So
sweet.
Wonderful. What's his name?
His name is Joseph.
Joseph.
Nice. I love it.
That's a good name.
He is sitting in his high chair watching me talk to you guys eating his Cheerios. So.
What is it with babies and Cheerios? It's just universal.
Oh yeah, definitely.
I find my 13-year-old, I find Cheerios in the playroom all over the place. It's like it doesn't stop at little babies. It keeps going.
Yep, definitely.
Yeah, that's got to be a challenge, overcoming that, I would think.
It is, but he's definitely worth it.
Yeah.
Were you born with the vision problems, or did this come on?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I was born with a vision problem. Fortunately, he is sighted, though.
Okay.
Oh, good.
So I have a feeling when he gets older, he might start trying to play tricks on his mommy, so.
Uh-oh. Well, I didn't think of that.
I was going to say, what is he going to get away with?
Oh, Kinkle Fritz thought of it. Okay.
Yeah, well,
of course.
I was Mr. in Trouble all the time.
Grandpa will keep him in line.
There you go. Hey, we want to hear your joy report. What's bringing you joy today? Give us a call at 888-888-9976. New Year's resolution. It's New Year, so maybe it's a new... improved you in some way? What are you trying to do? Our number is 888-888-9976. We're Kankel Fritz and Friends. And hey, thanks for listening to Family Life Radio. We'll just say it. Happy New Year to you. Leo is with us. So what do you got?
Been working on one. Haven't really been majorly successful, but I'm working on it. It's one that I really like, to try to set aside a holy hour.
Okay. What do you mean by that?
To take 1 hour every day and completely and fully commit it to God, whether it's reading the Bible, prayer. Yeah, I've been trying to do the best I can with it. Unfortunately, life sometimes gets busy, but I've been trying.
You have to maybe work yourself up to the hour. Start with, you know, a half an hour or try to
increase
from there. Get your schedule wide enough. I think that's brilliant. I think that's a great idea.
All right, you just dedicate time.
I would love to know if anybody listening right now that has done that, spent a good chunk of time with God every day, and what a difference that's made in their life. I would venture to say a lot.
Well, when I get up in the morning, if I don't thank God for the day and ask Him to help me during the day, it just seems like everything starts off wrong.
Yeah.
If I don't do that, I notice a difference.
Yeah. Well, how about you? Have you tried this? 888-888-9976. Give us a call.
Hope you enjoyed the podcast. We would love to connect with you on Facebook and Instagram and have you share your good news or joy report. Just look for and like FLR Mornings.
Thanks for listening to the Kankel Fritz and Friends podcast, heard on Family Life Radio. We would appreciate it so much if you could rate, review, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. You can also find more exclusive content at myflr.org and FLR Mornings on both Facebook and Instagram. And if you support Family Life Radio, thank you.